from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One of those things.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up. If you want me, you can find me in that.
What are you looking at me like that for?
What are you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic.
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Starring Randy Montez McMichael as Randy and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
You can't say Randy without saying Andy. It's the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it, then use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Yeah. Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. The Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day. Voice probably feels like it sounds.
Yeah, man.
So we're going to do our best over the next 3 hours, but a lot of fun over the next 3 hours coming your way as we are live in Flowery Branch. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? I'm all good over here, Andy Bunker. At least I'm a fake it till I make it, brother. But yeah.
It's all we can do.
All we can do.
It's all we
had a fun 3 hours. Our last day up here, Flowery Branch, and like you were saying, they're having a kind of a game-like simulation event. We got a chance to watch the Falcons' first team go down the field and everything like that. But, yeah, it's going to be – talk to Lorenzo Carter. Probably talk more dogs this time because we did talk to him last week.
Yep.
But, yeah, man, it's a great, great Wednesday. It's not Saturday where you get the recovery day. It was a Tuesday. First of all, we always got to thank our main man, Bo. Cause
what a time!
We had a great time, but Bo, I just appreciate you and Robbie and all the staff down there. It was such a great time last night. The funniest thing was because everything was going well. Me and you walking out together, and I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go home.
Braves win. We had a great time. We're in the Truist Club.
Yeah, hanging out, having an awesome time.
We're walking to the Uber,
and I'm like, all right, let's go home.
Then I had ordered the Uber.
And then I sat, and then like a crack fiend, I smelled the cigar smoke. Ooh, I sure want to. I wouldn't mind having me a cigar. And Andy Barker said, let's go. All right, cool. I ain't got nothing to do but get the kids up and go to work tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And obviously went there, had a great time, met some good people there. And my wife asked me this morning, said, what time did you get home? And I've not said this to my wife in a long time. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I know I was at home. And I know obviously I was in my home, but I was in the baby's room.
Yeah.
On the floor.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I didn't go get in my bed.
Right. Who knows?
And I slept on Sebastian's floor.
Yeah. When I got home, my daughter was in bed with my wife.
Right.
So she slept in there. So I just went and got in her bed.
Yeah.
So, So yeah, so I slept in Lily's bed. It's a small bed.
Yeah.
It's not a man-sized bed. It's a child-sized bed. So I had to sleep kind of diagonally with my legs tucked. But it's all right. We got a little sleep. But yeah, no, awesome. Awesome time last night. Thanks to Bo for getting us down there. It's always so much fun to go down there with Bo because he works in the Truist Club, right?
So most
home games, he's behind the bar serving drinks. Everybody knows him down there. And yeah, walking into that place with him, it's just his domain.
Yes.
You know, it's really cool to walk into or to go with somebody in a place like that is just sort of their castle, and everybody has so much respect for him, and we do too, obviously, here at the radio station. But man, he really owns that place, and that was really fun. Shout out to all the listeners that saw us on TV.
Yes.
It was pretty good sitting behind home plate and got a chance to see a great ball game last night.
Yeah, man.
Ronaldo Lopez back off the IL and did not skip a beat. Exactly what the Braves needed last night from him. Really, really good. Five innings. The bullpen was fantastic.
Yes.
And that's a big win, given everything that's been going on. Obviously, Austin Riley is going to be out for the remainder of the regular season. Got a chance to see Gio Urshela last night. Had an RBI. And a really nice win over the team that is now only six games in front of you in the division. And who knows? I mean, crazier things have happened. I know the Braves have been dealing with all kinds of injuries all season long. But they're a resilient club, no doubt. And that was a really nice win last night.
It really was. And I think because, like you said, the implications, you're playing the Phillies and you're like you said, you gained it. Because it was crazy. I was listening to Dukes and Bell yesterday, and they're like, in 6 weeks, they only gained one game. As bad as the Phillies were playing, they gained one game. And so for them to be able to get this win and cut it to six games, but I thought because of who they were going against pitching-wise.
Yeah.
And for it was, you know, it was,
and he was good,
and he was great. It was going to be, you know, runs were going to come, you know, it was going to come hard for the runs for them to be able to get this win. And like you said, Lopez coming back, pitched really well, got a little trouble, and I think in the third it was when he had bases loaded, but got out of it. And for him to come back the way he did, that just solidifies another thing that we talked about yesterday, the pitching part or the pitching aspect of this roster. But yeah, it was good. Michael Harris got the RBI, got a chance to meet Mr. Harris. His pops, which was so cool to meet him.
It was really
cool. It was really cool to meet Mike's pop last night.
He's exactly what you would think Michael Harris's dad would be like.
Yes, he's a cool
Sounds
cat,
like
man.
He's from the South Side.
Yes.
He's got his son's jersey on.
with his son's chain
yes. on.
Yes.
Yeah, just enjoying himself last night at the Truist Club. Kind of cool that he listens to the show.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Harris, shout out.
Yeah,
thank
man.
You. Appreciate
yeah, man.
That.
Ozuna goes, you know, he goes yard and everything. So, yeah, overall, just a good win for the Braves. Now they got to pick it up tonight because they're going against another dude that haunts tonight. And so, but I think that, you know, and we talked to Grant at 11:40 today, I think.
Yeah, early Grant appearance,
you know,
today.
And hopefully, you know, I don't know where this whole Soler thing is, but hopefully you get him back sooner rather than later.
Now, he did come in and bat last night.
Yeah, but I'm talking about
pinch hit him.
Like, not pinch hit.
Right.
I wanted to see, you know, get back in the lineup. But yeah, great win for the Braves. We're going to stay, like we said last week, we're going to stay even with it, though.
Right.
Even with it.
Right.
Enjoy it, but stay even.
Well, it just, you know, it's, you know that there's another shoe at some point, unfortunately, you know.
Yes.
Hopefully that other shoe is not an injury this time, because it has been the last 10 times anything good has happened this season. There's just an injury looming right around the corner. But, yeah, enjoy what happened last night for sure. Max Fried on the mound tonight. He was better last time out than he was his first couple times off the IL. That has to continue to be true tonight as well. And, again, who knows? Like,
Let's go.
The fun thing about it is you control your own destiny at this point because you're six games back and you play them six more times.
Right.
Now, it would be far-fetched to expect them to beat them all six of those games. They could. That would be incredible.
Right.
Obviously, that would close the gap in and of itself. But you have a real opportunity with one win in these next two games to win the series, and that's what it takes at this point. Like, the Braves just have to put together winning series. Obviously, they won the series against the Angels. They won the series against the Giants. They should have won the series against the Rockies, but they blew that game on Sunday where they were up 8-2 and didn't close that series out. But if they win this series, that would be three in a row, and again, that's what it's going to take, because if you could track down the Phillies, awesome.
Yep.
If not, you got to hang on to one of those wild card spots. And honestly, like the thing that we've seen in the playoffs the last couple of years now with the expanded wild card is the teams that actually play in that wild card round
actually have a good chance.
Benefit. Yeah, right. You benefit. You don't have to go sit on ice for a week and everybody cools down and you lose your rhythm and all that. I mean, you know, in 162 games, you don't have days off really ever. If you do, you get one day off. You don't get a whole week off. So it's actually proven to be beneficial to teams to play in that wild card round. So I don't know. Obviously, you're talking yourself into anything positive yep. with this team right now, but really cool to see Lopez. And I'll tell you, I mean, I don't know how many folks have ever gotten the chance to sit behind home plate for a major league game, but you really get a look at what these yes. guys have.
Yes.
Like, Zach Wheeler's stuff is disgusting.
It was moving.
I don't know how anybody ever gets a hit.
But like, that's why they're professional.
That's
hitters.
Why they're professional.
You know,
and
those are the great conversations that we have.
Disgusting.
The great conversations that you have when you have a lot of all in you is, oh, I can catch that. Oh, I can hit that.
Right, because it wasn't I could yeah. hit it. It was whether or not you could catch it. Bo was like, I could catch that. Yeah, I don't know.
Because Bo played catcher. He grew up as a catcher. I was like, ain't no way in the hell I'm catching nothing moving can't. Like that.
Not the curveball.
Yeah,
no way.
No way.
Maybe a changeup. Maybe I could catch
a change up with no batter.
With no batter.
Yeah, I could do that.
Right. If Marcelo Zuna's in there swinging and right. foul tips and hits you in the face, that's it.
Yeah, man.
I'm one and done. I don't want to do any more of those.
Yeah, I'm done with all that. But, no, I think that, you know, just I would continue to stay with this team because of the fact that who's not here is that the expectations, I mean, obviously our expectations coming to the season, like you said, you're saying 100 wins, World Series, all those different things.
Yeah.
We know they're not going to get to 100 wins. But like you just said 4 minutes ago, they are in a situation where teams that have beaten them in the past are in. They're going to be a wild card team. Mm-hmm. Probably. And they're going to have to continue. As soon as the season's over, there's no layoff. You go right into playing baseball instead of like last year. Last year, they tried to simulate a damn game.
Yep.
And all those different things.
And I feel like the one thing that can't happen now, and I don't know, maybe this will change when the playoffs come around, but I don't feel like this team can disappoint me. The last couple of years, they've disappointed.
Right.
They've won 100-plus, and then
right.
they flamed out.
Right.
Like now, just getting to the playoffs, given everything that they've dealt with, is going to feel like a success. And then anything that happens from there is going to feel great. It was disappointing what happened the last couple of years.
Yes.
Making the playoffs with everything that's been thrown at this baseball team would be impressive. But awesome time last night. Thanks again to Bo for getting us in there. Shout out to Michael Harris's dad for being awesome
and listening to the show.
And shout out to Ronaldo Lopez for being back out there last night. 10 strikeouts in 5 innings is not nothing. All right, we'll come back. We'll tell you what's trending. We'll talk about what Brian Snitker is talking about here.
You know, he extended it a little farther today.
Bluetooth.com, promo code Andy. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We will be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's perfect, really. I mean, just with the pitches, the innings, what he went through in the rehab, you know, he extended it a little farther today. And I really like kind of when he was stepping on it, it was really good. So, no, I think that was about as good as you could get right there.
Yeah, that's Snit after the game last night talking about Reynaldo Lopez, his first start back off the IL. Five innings pitched, five hits. One earned run, 10 strikeouts.
Yeah, and only man, that's one walk. A big one.
10 strikeouts is phenomenal in five innings. I think he got 15 swings and misses last night as well, which is awesome. He was throwing his fastball faster than he has all season as well. So, I mean, like we talked about yesterday, we were being a little tongue-in-cheek about it, but, I mean, he probably needed a little bit of rest, given the fact that he hadn't pitched this many innings in 6 or 7 years. Obviously, he was injured. That's why he was on the IL, but the rest probably felt good. Like, it probably helped him out a little bit, and certainly looked like it last night.
It looked like he was recharged. And it looked like, again, getting his mojo back. And like you just said, I mean, it's most innings he's pitched since, what, 18?
I think 2018, 2019,
something like that.
Something like
so, I mean, you know, it's going to take its toll on him. I mean, think about back to spring training when we found out that he's going to be, because we didn't know what his role was going to be.
We thought he was going to be a relief
pitcher. And we talked to Grant about it.
Yeah.
And then the Grant was telling us, no, they're looking at him as a possible starter. And so, yeah, he has done other job, got banged up, went and got him some rest and everything. Great night. And going against a great pitcher like they did last night to be able to, you know, because you know that runs were not going to be where you need them to be. But at the same time, all you got to do is score more than them, obviously. Three runs, one home run, RBI by Mike, RBI by Gio. And they were able to get the win. I thought that, you know, just an overall great performance, a grinder type thing against a team that you're still chasing that is not playing their best ball either. So, I mean, as close as you can get to them, knowing that you got two more games here, you got four against them up there in Philly, to be able to cut this down and try to find a way to win it in at least is big.
Yeah, that's a tough lineup, man. Like, it was sitting there watching, you know, player after player come into the on-deck circle last night. It's like, man,
how was my heckling skills?
You did pretty good.
I did pretty good. Yeah. When I heckled Bryce Harper, he struck out.
Yeah, no, you did it. You heckled him to an 0-4 last night.
Yeah, man, I heckled. I didn't say anything because I'm not a guy who said, Harper, you suck. No, I don't.
I told Bryson Stott that I never met anybody named Bryson that I liked.
You did say
that's
that.
What I said. Never met a Bryson I liked.
That was the best I had for him.
Yeah, you had like the na-na-na-na-na hands. You had that.
And he struck out.
We struck out three times.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. So that's my heckling.
You got Bryce Harper three strikeouts last
night. My heckling is done. I'm retired.
You did
good. I retired. Did not feel comfortable doing that.
Yeah. No, we were more positive. Yeah. You know, I mean, we're rooting for our guys more so than yelling at their guys.
Okay.
But as the game went on, you know, and the drinks were free.
Yeah.
So they kept bringing them. Every time you'd ask for one, they'd just bring you another one.
Yeah, man.
Maybe the volume got turned up a little bit. But I think it was, you know, it was all positive stuff.
I didn't curse.
Nah. Not loudly.
Curse.
I
didn't curse.
You did, but not aloud. Yeah. You didn't yell any
curse. Curses, you know, the stuff I say on the air here. I ain't cuss.
No, you didn't. Yeah. No, you didn't cuss. Cuss. Anybody. But Schwarber, Turner, Harper, Baum, Castellanos, Stott, Real Muto, like they
got
keep
lineup,
coming.
Dude.
Yeah,
got a lineup for you.
So it's really impressive to hold that lineup to one run.
Yeah.
So great stuff from Lopez. Great stuff from the bullpen too. Grant Holmes came in, two really good innings. Joe Jimenez with a really nice inning. Iglesias slammed the door, another save for him. That's 27. So good stuff all around from the Braves last night. Max Fried on the mound tonight. So hopefully they can get it.
Let's go, Max.
And that would be the series. I mean, they win tonight. That's the series versus Aaron Nola. So I would expect another low-scoring one tonight.
Yeah, another 3-1, 2-1 type game. Mm-hmm. I mean, especially if Max is maxing. If Max is
maxing, we need Max to be maxing.
Yeah, if Max is maxing, it's going to be somewhere just like you saw last night.
Gio Urshela makes his debut last night as well. Did get an RBI, which is good to see. Played some good third base, too.
He was all right.
I think they played pretty good defense.
We know he played it. We know he played it. And we found out, you know, it wasn't more or less that because we were having fun with it about getting released from the Tigers. They had a young player they wanted to play. And so obviously he was expendable, or maybe he went to, and we had fun with it. But maybe that's how the conversation went. Hey, guys.
Yes.
Hey, man.
Release me.
Release me, please.
Now, he has been playing at lower than replacement level this season, but that's all right. That's all right. Not last night, he didn't.
No, we did not, Andy. He contributed the first day.
Yes, he did. He helped the Braves get a win last night. They're 1-0 in the Gio Urshela era.
Yeah, man.
How about that?
Hey, keep it going.
Keep it going.
Keep it damn going.
Keep it going. Hey, the Atlanta Dream are back in action tonight against the Phoenix Mercury. Again, we are going to have another giveaway for tickets for the game coming up on Monday, the Verizon Suite tickets to the dad-daughter night. I'll be there.
Yeah, man.
We're bringing Lily. Caitlin Clark's going to be in the building. It's going to be electric.
Well, I mean, you look at tonight, Phoenix. I mean, that's Griner, Brittany, and all, and them young ladies are coming to town tonight. Dream's on a two-game win streak. I think that, you know, because we talk about where this game is going to be at on Monday, talking about you and the daddy-daughter thing, and like Andy said, we're going to be giving away tickets. That's a big – like, didn't they play a game last night? I thought I saw in the Celtics arena.
Oh, TD Garden?
Yeah, I saw they sold out that last night, the WNBA. So, yeah. I mean, the hype and everything about this league, man, it didn't die down over the break.
I don't think it
and
did.
That was going to be – that was my worry about it. Was the fact they went on the WNBA shut down for the Olympics. I thought it might cool down some of the interest. It has not.
The other cool thing
is not.
Both Chicago and Indiana are in the playoffs
yes.
right now.
Yes.
If the season ended today, they'd be in the playoffs, which is huge for the league.
Oh, no doubt
getting
about
some
it.
Postseason games for Angel Reese and Caitlin
and
Clark.
Angel Reese, was she having another double-double?
She had 20 rebounds the other night.
I mean, she is an animal on the glass, man. And then you look at where Caitlin is, rested, and she can tell that this young lady is, like, she's in mid-season form right now.
Yeah, it's funny how, you know, really good players just take a little bit of time to adjust. And everyone, she had, like, couple bad games, and everyone's like, she can't play at this level.
Exactly.
Well, maybe she's a rookie, you know?
Yes.
Sometimes rookies take a little bit of time to get their feet underneath them. Also, all she's been doing is playing basketball nonstop for a year in front of hundreds of thousands of people because she's a superstar.
Yep.
That little break seemed to help her out as well. All right, let's hear Raheem Morris talking about Michael Penix.
You can prepare yourself by mitigating injury, and we've learned so much more in the new game of football and new age of football that we've changed every single year. We've changed the way the game's been played. We changed the way the hits are developed. We changed the way everything's going. So we got a different approach, and our approach works for us. We got him 25 snaps last week of a bunch of different things that we can simulate. Now we're getting the reps out here against one-on-ones and ones versus twos, twos versus ones. I love the competition, and this kid's going to develop, and he's done a great job of doing it already, and I'm fired up to see him to keep maturing and keep going.
I hate that damn thought process. This new football. Football is football, you know, and mitigating injuries and all those different things. I will say it all the time. I don't remember us getting hurt like this. I don't. I don't remember it. I don't. And our game was a lot more physical than theirs. You can say the game might be faster or whatever now, spread out and all these offenses. But we played a physical brand of football. I'm not saying these guys aren't physical or tough because they are.
Yeah, I mean, it's the NFL.
It's the NFL. But yeah, just like that trying – why does Michael Penix not need these reps?
He does.
That is my only thing with
him.
Why does he not need them?
He does need them.
Yes, he does. And that's just the bottom line of it because we always know the phrase, you're one hit away.
Mm-hmm.
We understand that part. But I just don't get why he doesn't need that mitigating risk, everything like that. And I try to stay away from, so-and-so played. Patrick Mahomes played both preseason games. It's to each his own, how you coach your team and everything like that. So I don't want to get into that. But I still think this young man needs these reps.
I do,
They're
too.
Valuable. They really are.
I think as many snaps as he can get before the season starts would be helpful for him. Because if everything goes right, he's not going to get any snaps when the season starts.
Exactly.
So, you know, you're doing this thing in the background of developing a first-round quarterback while you already have a starting quarterback.
Yes.
Not a lot of teams are doing that, obviously, in the NFL these days. But, you know, they seem to think that this is the way. And, you know, I think that's been sort of a consistent theme for you and I throughout training camp is wrapping our heads around the new way.
Right.
Like the first thing Raheem talked to us about was, all right, well, some days are, you know, what low days, some days are medium days, some days are high days, and then there's the preseason games, but nobody really plays in the preseason right. games, and then there's the joint practices, and it's just all like it's this whole new world of trying to get ready for a season without really playing very much football.
Yeah, I mean,
which is pretty wild.
It's crazy, but I think he needs the reps, but he's not going to get them, and you can move on from it and everything. And like,
he's getting them out there
today.
They're
in a
simulated game.
Just saw Kyle Pitts, long touchdown from Kyle, from Kirk to Kyle.
First team offense.
First team offense looks very good. They look really good right now. And, you know, hopefully that can carry on to the season. I'm pretty sure they're going to have a couple more practices like this, Bunk.
I hope.
They're not playing in the preseason.
I hope.
Some game simulation type things, getting ready for Pittsburgh, because they're not going to start preparing for Pittsburgh for another 2 weeks. You know, I mean, it makes no sense. I mean, you know,
right.
I mean, and I told you that it doesn't make no sense to start putting everything in for Pittsburgh right now. You still got to, like Kirby said in his presser yesterday, we're still working on us. You still got to figure out a way to work on the Falcons.
Yeah, it's crazy to think that they're still 2.5 weeks away from that first game against the Steelers. At least we know who the quarterback's going to be in Atlanta. They don't know who the quarterback's going to be in Pittsburgh, so you got a leg up on that one.
Yeah.
The Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets flying to Dublin today. Headed out to Dublin today. Obviously, their game on Saturday against Florida State. Noon kickoff. Going to be the standalone week zero game. Just really looking forward to it. I mean, obviously, the game, but game day is going to be on at 9 o'clock. They're in Ireland as well, so you get 3 hours. Of course, they're everything hyping up the season. We had our college fantasy draft last night, so doing a little bit of that, getting ready for the season two. College football's right around the corner, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, the big loss, they lost their starting tight end. I saw that on the ticker Abe has over here in the rundown, Brett Seether, the tight end. He's out for
a good player.
Torn ACL, really good player for him and everything. But, yeah, I'm excited. Not saying I'm excited to see Georgia Tech. I'm just excited to see no college football is back. But I do think that Tech, and we'll talk more and more, it's only Wednesday, game Saturday, but I do think that it's going to be a physical football game that them damn Jackets might.
I'm talking myself into it.
Them Jackets might get.
I think Georgia Tech wins on Saturday.
The closer I'm getting to it, I'm thinking them Jackets might stang them.
I think they're going to win on Saturday.
They might.
I think they're going to go over to Ireland and they're going to be 1-0. I don't know. Maybe I'm way off on that one. Florida State obviously is a really good team, but I'm talking myself into it. I'm drinking the Brent Key Kool-Aid. You know?
I ain't gonna go that far.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe a sip.
Yeah, you can go there.
I drank enough last night. I don't need to drink anything else.
Some of them smart
water.
Smart water.
Thank God the Falcons have unlimited free smart water.
Yeah, man. And I'm about to
drink 70 of them today. All right, Grant McCauley is going to join us next. We'll get his thoughts on Ronaldo Lopez coming back off injury last night. Max Fried tonight. All things Braves with Grant McCauley coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Right here, baby.
Every single Wednesday. Now, normally at 12:20, but we are broadcasting live from Falcons training camp, Flowery Branch, Ticketmaster Studios, so things move around a little bit. Lorenzo Carter is going to join us in the noon hour today when practice is over.
Halftime right now.
That's halftime?
Yes, halftime.
They got a performer?
I don't know.
The halftime show?
I just heard him say halftime, and they all went to the locker room.
That's where we're going next. We got halftime shows at everything. We'll get halftime shows at preseason scrimmages at the training camps soon enough. Alex Smith out there.
Yeah, man.
Kind of cool to see former NFL quarterback Alex Smith taking in practice.
The best part
today about
it was a conversation that me and him were having about this whole Tua thing. And
he's
spot on with everything I was talking about yesterday, because this whole new thing, and you know what, we'll talk about it in NFL No Huddle.
Yeah, we'll get to that in about 20 minutes in an NFL No Huddle, but always fun to bump into some of the national media folks here taking in Falcons practice, as the expectations and the enthusiasm for this team are certainly high. A really nice performance last night from the Braves as we welcome in Grant McCauley, our Braves insider.
G-Mac.
Host of From the Diamond, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer from Mark Spain Real Estate at 855-299-SOLD. Grant, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Were you, I mean, obviously, Ronaldo Lopez has been very good all year, coming off of the IL. Were you surprised to see him as sharp as he was last night?
I mean, I don't know if surprise is the word, but I certainly think that it was something that the Braves needed and then wanted to see. But I don't know that that was the realistic expectation, was he was going to come out there, average his highest average fastball velocity all year long, and strike out 10 batters, you know, which was also a season high and the first time he'd done that in nearly 5 years. So it was all working for Ronaldo. The fastball, great. The secondary stuff, maybe even better. But the whole package was exactly what the Braves needed from him. And I think it helped maybe erase some of the fear and the doubt around, okay, well, we pushed this guy, and we got him over 100 innings, and now he's dealing with this IL thing. Did we give him enough rest? Is he going to be able to help us down the stretch? I would say the indicator coming off the IL was very positive in Ronaldo's return.
Hey, Mike, yesterday we were talking about the lineup before we got your grant and everything, and obviously Mike was leading off and everything. Soler did do a pinch hit. When he comes back full-time, is he going to be at the top of the order? And if so, where do you slot Mike after that?
Yeah, and I think that the obvious place to put Michael Harris would be second at this point, because with no Austin Riley, with no Ozzie Albies, I mean, you could move it around depending on if you had a matchup that you really liked where maybe somebody's swinging the bat extremely well and you wanted to give him that shot in two. Like we saw Ramon Laureano hit there, and he's been swinging the bat really well. And I think that was more out of kind of necessity than anything else, because you still don't have Soler back. But once the big guy gets back in, you got to put him at the top of the order. He continued to extend that on base streak that he's been working on, and he's just the guy that I think he makes that impact, because he does work really good at bats, and he can, you know, if you make a mistake, this guy can put you out of the yard, which is reminiscent of another leadoff hitter and a thing that kind of makes the Braves lineup click. So I like Soler at the leadoff spot. It's a crazy thing to think about. Maybe 3, 4, or 5 years ago in his career, that wasn't something you'd ever have thought about. But when you saw him do it in 2021, you just kind of thought, huh, it works. And if that works, I think you stick with that.
Was the, I mean, obviously pinch hitting last night is a good sign. Did they give any indication of when he'll be back every day?
No, I mean, Soler had indicated prior to the game, I was down in the Braves clubhouse. Mark Bowman had asked him, and it sounded like maybe Friday was when he would be back in. But I guess some of that can depend, on, well, are you asking me when I think I'm going to start again, or can I play if need be? And clearly he could, if need be, get up there and put together a good plate appearance, which he obviously did. Now, I don't think they wanted to take any chances with him running and all those things just yet if they don't have to. But knowing that he can do what he did last night, I think is obviously a positive sign that he could be back, and hopefully at some point in this series, but if not, then by week's end, it sounds like he could be back in the Braves lineup.
What do we need to see from Max tonight? I mean, obviously pitch well and everything like that, but I mean, it's going to seem like because of who he's going against today, it could be another game like it was last night, Grant 2-1, 3-1, 3-2, somewhere in that area. What do we need to see from Max that we haven't seen in the last couple starts?
Yeah, I think the last one was a little bit better, but he still had these just bouts where it seems like he's not as sharp, as crisp as he wants to be. Like, he's just not commanding it as much. And I think that is really the hurdle he's trying to clear at the moment. I thought the San Francisco start was a pretty good one. He almost got out of trouble early on in that second inning when he gave up a couple of runs in the early going. And if he'd had a play at the plate that went his way, maybe we look at that start completely differently. And we're not thinking about, okay, well, Max Fried's had 3 starts since he got off the IL, and they haven't exactly been the Max Fried level of performance just yet. But I think it's there. I think the stuff has been good. He feels good. And now the big thing is just kind of dialing it in a little bit more. If he can do that, that would obviously help the Braves out, because they're going up against Aaron Nola, who's a tough customer. They know him all too well. He's had their number at times. They've had his number at times. So it should be interesting to see, which version of that game plays out tonight. But Max Fried could play a very big role in that by going out and giving the Braves a quality start.
Grant, what's going on with the Phillies? I mean, obviously they got off to a great start. They're still in first place, but just looking at that lineup last night, it looks like everybody's available. Looks like everybody's healthy. Why have they been not playing up to the level that they started the season at?
I think part of this is just, I mean, it's a long season, and it is, you're not going to play ball at a 700 to 750 clip from start to finish, in that order. You're going to have some times where, hey, you win, 10 out of 11 or maybe run off a long winning streak that just kind of sets you up. And then you're going to have other times where, it's tough to win series. Maybe you kind of get in a little bit of a tailspin. And the second half, for a variety of reasons, I think just hasn't been clicking the way that the Phillies wanted to. They've been through some injuries too. I will stipulate that, but nothing, and no club in baseball, I think, has been through what the Braves have been through this year. So let me just throw that out there too. But I do feel like this is just kind of the 162 and where you find yourself at times. And it's been a pretty lackluster second half, and that kind of makes you kick yourself a little bit if you're the Braves, I would think, because you had a couple of six-game losing streaks that if you'd just been able to maybe split the difference, you know, play 500 ball, you might be staring at a three-game difference in this division right now rather than the six games they're looking at.
Grant, we were talking, and I was curious because of how snake bit this team. When is the last time, because you know this team in and out this franchise for so long, when's the last time this team has been this snake bitten by these injuries? Because we talk about, you know what, oh, so-and-so is coming back, and everybody's here, and they stay healthy, but then you lose Austin Riley, you lose these guys. When have you seen a Braves team, this snake bitten before?
I've never seen it quite like this, but the next closest thing, obviously, is 2021. I talked to Luke Jackson a little bit before the game yesterday, and you know, we're just kind of getting the temperature of everything in the wake of Austin Riley going down for the next 6 to 8 weeks. And, yeah, that's a tough one. But it's the latest in a long line of injury disappointments for this club, including losing a guy who could win the Cy Young, losing a guy that could win the MVP, and then multiple week, if not month-long or two-month-long stints for other players. I don't know how you account for that. And Brian Snitker kind of joked, hey, we're running out of – it's harder to find the next man up with where we are right now, because the guys that are going down, you don't have replacements for them. It just doesn't work that way. But I know Luke Jackson, you know, when I was talking to him yesterday, it's like, yeah, you know, this is a tough place to be in, but you know, they saw it in 2021. Guys stepped up. They got that opportunity. They did what they needed to do, and as the old saying goes, they got hot at the right time. So that's still out there in front of them. But to answer your question, I've never seen any season quite as bad as this one has been from the overall injury perspective, and considering not just, you know, the bulk of these injuries, but the players who have been involved here. That could easily tank a season for a club, and somehow the Braves have maintained themselves somewhere between 5 and 10 games over 500 throughout, which has had people ask me, well, what are the Braves fans complaining about? They're 8, 9 games over 500. What's their problem? Well, the problem is that these things keep happening, and somehow it may not look and feel like it should for the past 3, 4 months, but they're still in a position to do something, you know, special, punch their ticket to the postseason and have that opportunity. And they're going to keep playing for that regardless of who goes down, who's not available.
Talking Braves with our Braves insider, Grant McCauley, as we do every single Wednesday. Got a chance to see Gio Urshela last night, made his debut, had an RBI, played some good defense. What's reasonable for Braves fans to expect from him for the remainder of the season?
I think just a competent veteran replacement that was not available to them inside the organization. I mean, you're looking at some minor league options that, you know, may or may not have helped you out a little bit, but nobody that just you looked at and thought, you know what, we can trust this position for 6 or more weeks to player X, Y, or Z in the minors. That player's just not there, you know. So I think they needed to go out. The timing of it could not have been better because, as we know, the trade deadline passed 3 weeks ago, so you couldn't go out and swing a deal and get another third baseman, so how could you find one? And it just so happened that the Tigers were going with a little bit more of a youth movement in Detroit and decided to give him the opportunity to go out there and find another club and maybe get a chance to play in the postseason. And as it happens, you know, those are some boxes that you can check with the Atlanta Braves if Gio Urshela can come in here and help out. So I think we've seen him in the past have some big seasons and hit really well. That would be great. But just being able to contribute, not be a driving force in the lineup, but just be a contributor is what the Braves need right now. Because as I've said before, it's kind of an all-hands-on-deck situation, but they needed to go out and get another deckhand.
Hey, Grant, how long or is there a status on Travis d'Arnaud? I know I saw him warming up the pitches yesterday and everything, but is there like something? I know he got hit on the hand. Is there a status update on him?
No, he's just day-to-day, so we could see him back in the lineup, I think, you know, as soon as today. But, you know, clearly with the hit-by-pitches over the course of the weekend, you had one on Saturday with d'Arnaud, then the next one was worse with Austin Riley. But the tests were, negative for him, so it looks like he can come back and, you know, jump back in there as soon as he's feeling the comfort of being able to, you know, throw the ball back to the mound 150 times and do all the other stuff and take all the other abuse that catchers get to take over the course of a game.
Any update on Ozzy? I know a couple weeks ago you had mentioned that maybe he was trending a little bit ahead of schedule. How's he doing on his recovery?
Yeah, same thing for him. Saw him around the clubhouse yesterday. I think we've seen he was on the road trip as well. So if you were watching the broadcast, you got to hear from him a couple of times. But yeah, doing everything that he can. I think that he could go out on that rehab assignment as early as that first week in September if things go well. And we'll see if he's able to follow through on that timeline. A lot of this is just you know, how quickly can he heal? There's not really anything he can do right now before that happens. Same thing for Austin Riley, obviously. So I think that he's still on that time frame. That's what the Braves have been anticipating, and that's what they're hoping for, because if you get him back in, all of a sudden this club could be getting a boost down the stretch that it very much needs.
Grant, great stuff.
Appreciate it. Mike.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, bro.
Grant McCauley there, Braves insider every single Wednesday, usually at 12:20. But as we are broadcasting live from training camp, we'll get Lorenzo Carter on in the 12 o'clock hour today.
I just saw this. This is because we remember we have 99 game night at the Hawks games and everything, and they're talking about discontinuing the 6-man section.
Why?
I don't know. That's crazy.
But I love those guys.
We had so much fun up there with them people, man. So hopefully this is just a rumor. Is that it's coming? We're hearing. So hopefully it's not true, because the people up there were so much fun.
I don't like that rumor.
So much fun.
I like those people.
Oh, and Dominic.
People are diehards.
Dylan Ray Lioli, he is a starting quarterback at Nebraska.
There's a shocker.
I will continue to call him that when
Dominic.
Dylan Ray Lioli. All right. The Patrick Mahomes wannabe. He has like Jason Tatum. He's like Jason Tatum to Kobe.
It is.
It is.
It's very, very weird. It's very, very weird.
Jinx.
Dang it. I got to do this live read. You jinxed me. Hey, this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We will get back into a couple of different NFL stories coming up next. I know Randy said he was just outside talking to Alex Smith of ESPN, former NFL quarterback, about the Tua Tagovailoa story. I know Brian Flores commented on it yesterday as well. We'll let you hear from him. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.